So for more now on what's making news from the Chinese newspapers, we're joined on the line by Dr. Richard St. Cyr, family doctor with Beijing United Family Hospital, also the creator of My Health Beijing, one of China's most popular health blogs for expats. Doctor, good morning to you. What caught your attention this morning on this, I guess aside from all the financial trouble, you being American, I'm sure you're a little bit concerned about that, but what caught your attention from the Chinese newspapers this morning?
Thanks, Paul. I actually like to ignore the American news these days. But that's why it's good to hide in China. But one of the things that I read was this fascinating thing in China. I'm sure everyone's noticed how everyone does these exercises, like the school in the morning, they play the music, and everyone comes out and does the exercises.
Mm-hmm.
It's a national set of calisthenics they've been doing since 1951. And they just revised yesterday the ninth set of calisthenics. So they revised kind of the set.
Okay.
And it's basically a national campaign to get everyone fit and exercise. I think I personally think it's a great thing. The main issue is that, of course, obesity is becoming an issue in China as well.
Mm.
And unfortunately, as every country industrializes, this issue of obesity and McDonald's coming in, it really affects it. And already in China, 20% of adolescents are overweight.
Mm.
And so it actually is a big issue. So I think personally these things are great. You know, in my clinic in the afternoon, the nurses are actually doing these exercises. And I think compared to America, there's this good sense of, I think of community spirit. It kind of makes the awareness of exercise important to the community.
Right.
So I think it's a very positive thing. I think the main issue is how much does it actually do anything?
Right. And that's what I wanted to ask you. Now, I mean, I see where you're coming from with the whole, you know, it's just good to get out there and like the participation kind of mentality. Mm-hmm. But like, how much do these daily calisthenics do to actually enhance one's body?
Mm-hmm. I think it does work. I mean, it's like 10 minutes, I think, and it certainly gets the heart going. And so if you're doing that a couple times a day, then, you know, in general, for exercise, you should be exercising 2.5 hours a week, 150 minutes. So if you're doing 20 minutes a day at your work, then you're already kind of doing 100 minutes a week. And so you're kind of on the path of getting your exercise done.
Mm.
So I think it's certainly better than nothing. The question is, if they've been doing it for 60 years, and obviously obesity rates are increasing, so, you know, how much can you fight the onslaught of McDonald's ad campaigns and things like that? So obviously it's kind of a losing battle, but it's basically a small piece in a big public health picture.
Mm.
But it certainly is much better than nothing. Yeah, okay. Certainly better than anything in America right now.
Sure. Anything else catch your attention this morning from the papers, Richard?
Yeah, there was an interesting article from China Daily about in Shenzhen they're having these national games, the World University Games soon,
yeah.
And they actually have a music therapy center setting up there.
Okay.
And the goal of the music therapy center is to have the athletes relax before the events or if they're not sleeping well. And what they do is there's two types of music therapy. They'd either just listen to the music or they'll just play in they'll just play instruments. They can just, you know, bang on their drums all day.
Mm.
And I think no matter what, music therapy is it doesn't do any harm, and it certainly does help with stress. In terms of just sound waves, certainly doctors know that sound is an important part of biofeedback techniques and behavioral therapy. So the idea of music as being relaxing, sure, there's a little bit of truth behind that. So I think in terms of just, you know, sports people that want to relax, sure.
Yeah, but I mean, realistically, how much is this going to help, like, these, you know, these athletes who are, you know, pretty, you know, in tune with their bodies already?
Mm-hmm. Well, you can be in tune with your body, but if you're having a panic attack because you're, you know, in front of 100 million people on TV the next day, then that's a little bit different. You can't really prepare for that. So I think, that type of thing, that's a different training. This is like mental training.
Right.
But yeah, no matter what, no matter how prepared, if you're just not sleeping well, even just because, you know, you just flew in or something like that, then anything like that, any little thing that just helps you relax, and it certainly doesn't do any harm. There's certainly nothing wrong with just listening to music.
Fair point.
Yeah.
Richard St. Cyr, family doctor at Beijing United Family, also the creator of MyHealthBeijing.com.